every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we are going to ask a fun trivia question. I think these questions are going to be a little easier than they have been in the past. And we have a special guest we're going to introduce in the next segment who's been on the show a couple of times, a friend of the show. Mike, why don't you tell us who's going to be our guest?
Yeah, just have had the pleasure of getting to know this guy, and he's a heck of a good guy, away from basketball, whatever. Why? Because he's doing our show again. So, you know, there's something very lovable about our guest, the great, the one and the only, Bill Cartwright. If you know anything about the Bay Area, Northern California, college basketball, Bill defined the sport in many respects in our era, in our area. So we're going to talk a little about really what it was like to play in high school, Elk Grove High, USF, home of the Mighty Dons, and, of course, his incredible days playing in the NBA. But you know what? There's so much more to this guy than basketball. I'm telling you, man, we need a couple shows just to talk about his life. Interesting guy, Bill. Can't wait to talk to you.
Yeah, and don't forget to I want to ask Bill about the how he's seen the center change since he's been playing, because there's a lot more three pointers, Giannis, Luka Doncic, and all that. All right, audience, stay with us.
You are listening.
It's easy for you to say. Yeah, you're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, we're going to reintroduce our guest, Bill Cartwright. Don't touch that dial.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowd. And Mike, please introduce our guest.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's a guy that we've really, if you're a basketball fan, especially in the Bay Area, and if you're a fan of the Chicago Bulls, the NBA, you know him, you love him. His name is pretty well known. Full name, James William Cartwright. Love that name because Bill and I have the same middle name. So, Bill, I knew there was something special about you. In fact, Bill may not remember that I first met Bill when I was a punk kid. I think I was in junior high school. Get ready for this, Bill. Bob Gaylord, Phil Smith basketball camp. You were just hanging out. You showed up one day, and you were shooting around with us kids. And, man, it was so much fun to meet you. And you were super cool then, and you haven't changed. But, Bill, so many great things to talk a little bit about your life and your days playing ball. But I think one of the coolest things to really hit upon and you're going to have to correct me, but is it, if we were going into one of your favorite places, which is it French's Froggy Cafe? Is that what it is, Bill? Is that your restaurant?
Okay. It's one thing. Thank you guys for being on. It was fun the last time. I'm sure we'll have more fun tonight. But yeah, it's Froggy's French Cafe. It's in Highwood, Illinois.
My question, Bill, what's the top three dishes you have to order when you go there? What's your favorite?
Oh, you gotta have soup. Start with the soup, of course. And I'm a big fan of specialties of the house, whether it's a chicken. That I'd like to have a stuffed chicken cordon bleu. That's excellent. And I'm a big fish guy. So either the barramundi, which is probably preferable, that I really, really like. But a lot of people come there for just the escargot that I've tried. Awesome. Duck, awesome. So you really can't go wrong.
So is this a traditional French restaurant then?
Yeah, our chef is French. Can't get any more traditional than that.
You know, Bill, where did you do you have a love affair for French food, or have you gone to France? What inspired you to get into this? I mean, I've never heard anybody talk to you about this, by the way, so I'm fascinated. I'm a food guy. I know you are too. So what motivates you, inspired to open a French restaurant?
Well, for one thing, when Froggies became available quietly, it was a restaurant that I had always gone to since I came to Chicago in 1988. I loved the guys there, the waiters, very personal place, small place. So I found myself going there for like lunch and dinner. And I just really, really liked it. So when it became available, all my friends told me not to buy it. Every single one of them. Probably talked to 30 people. Don't do it. So, of course, I did.
A restaurant. Yeah. So I have a campground, a kind of a resort campground, and we have a restaurant there. And so we were running it for the first year and a half. And, you know, people don't understand the business. It's you know, a lot of people say, oh, I want to own a restaurant, you know, because I love food or I love to cook. And it's like, yeah, no, that's the, you gotta love the business side of it, because you're dealing with employees and patrons and all that. Okay, can we get into a little basketball? Is that okay, Mike?
No. I just want to talk about Bill's off the court stuff, man. Of course we can talk hoops.
Okay, because I know Russell's going to have a lot of questions, because he's a huge basketball fan. I do want to ask first. I was telling the audience just as we were leaving the for the commercial break, how have you seen the center, because you were center, change in the last 30 years? Because it's a lot of these centers nowadays are hitting these three pointers, and that didn't seem to be a big thing when you were playing.
No, basketball used to be a position type of game where there was actually a point guard. Your twos and threes were scorers. Your fours were rebounders and maybe scorers. And your fives were protectors. They were defensive players. They could score inside. They were big. Now the league has evolved to virtually a positionless league. You can see your center bring the ball to the floor, which happens a lot.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Everybody's a three-point shooter, which, of course, for us old guys, makes no sense. And actually, it's interesting because post-ups are, which were a big focal part of the game, focal point. Now nobody posts up. So consequently, it's my belief, guys have trouble scoring inside. They can't do it. They don't have any post moves. And they actually score better outside than they do inside. So they're better outside scores than our inside game. So it's kind of weird right now. I think it's going to come back eventually. Some coach is going to say, hey, wait a minute. It's easier to score inside. So if they'll do that, they'll win. And then now everybody else will go back to posting up. So it is what it is right now. It's a little nonsense for us, but the league has always, basketball has always changed, and it will continue to.
Okay. Russell, go ahead. I know you've been wanting to ask questions.
Yeah, the big topic around the NBA right now is the situation of tanking. And mm-hmm. I wanted to know what your thoughts were, A, on teams that tank, and B, if you have any ideas what could be done to prevent teams from tanking during the season.
Well, I think that's interesting because are they tanking or are they just bad teams? So it's just interesting to watch, because I think some teams are just bad. If you have a team that has no league leaders on, no league leaders in rebounding, scoring, steals, assist, and a team with nobody on the All-Star team, that's probably a bad team. So to me, they're not tanking, they're just bad teams. Now there's this weird thing going on where people are not playing back-to-back games. They get tweaked, they're injured, they got bad backs. They have high ankle sprains that, you know, in my era, we never heard of. You had an ankle sprain. I don't know how you have a high or low ankle sprain. Now, what difference does it make anyway? So it's just a really, really different time. I don't think a lot of that happens, but I do think there's a lot of bad teams.
Gotcha. Hey, guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break here. Before we do, I do have a silly joke of the week. Ready? So I thought my first girlfriend might be the one for me. But after looking through her underwear drawer and finding a maid's outfit, a nurse's uniform, and a police uniform, I figured if she can't hold down a job, you know, she's not right for me. All right, here's our first trivia question. And again, just as a reminder, if you know the answer, don't say anything until we get right back from the break. This one should be an easy one for us old timers. What was the very first video ever played on MTV? And extra special credit if you know the artist as well. All right, that's our trivia question. What was the first video ever played on MTV? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowell, our special guest, Bill Cartwright. First trivia question, what was the very first video ever played on MTV? And Russell, I saw your hand raised.
Yeah, I want to give our guest a chance to answer.
Okay, Bill, do you want to answer that one?
Look, I like James Brown. I like Motown. I'm not an MTV guy. So I have zero chance of doing that.
Yeah,
Russell, see Mike. I'll give it up because he always says, like, I interrupt him before he has a chance to answer.
Do you know, Mike?
Well, I mean, I should know this. And
it's ironic. It's an ironic
name. Is it Michael? Is it Michael? Is it Jackson?
No.
No,
it's the Buggles. I'll give you that hint. It's the Buggles.
Wait, what's it? With Bugles, not the Buggles.
I think it's the Buggles.
Really?
Yeah.
I just, you know what? It does say two G's.
Yes.
Funny. I always thought it was the Bugles.
No, it's the Buggles. It's the Buggles.
Interesting.
Okay. Video killed the radio star.
Video killed the radio star. That's correct. That.
Now, here's my trivia question for you. There's only one NFL team that has the players' numbers on the helmets. Which team is that?
I got it.
Not Pittsburgh, because they...
Nope, not Pittsburgh. On. Mike?
You said Chuck? The names on the helmets?
No, the number. The player's number.
I'm going to go is it Washington Commanders.
No.
Chargers? Is it the Chargers?
Chargers. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. They're the only ones that can be on.
And, you know, our special guest is Bill Cartwright. Bill, speaking of the Chargers, I don't know about you, because I had a question for you. Of course, we're going to talk basketball, but I know you grew up in the Bay Area. We're Niners fans. That's my first question. But you got to admit, guys, those Charger uniforms are fantastic. You got the numbers, the powder blue. Bill, what do you think?
When I was a kid, of course, I watched the Niners. Everybody loved the Raiders. What I didn't like about football was you would run on first down, run on second down, and throw on third down. And I thought that was absurd. So the first team I saw who threw on first down, Cowboys. So
Cowboys.
I'm like, wow, that's my team. These guys are like innovative. They ran the shotgun. They threw their tight end. They were exciting. So since I was a kid, that's been my team.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I always thought it was ridiculous to like you said, run on first down, right? And then going up the middle all the time.
It's like,
you know, it's ridiculous. So.
The 2 yards in the cloud of dust philosophy.
Yeah, and listen, guys, we're not doing our friend justice here. Bill grew up, born in Lodi, California, grew up in Elk Grove, went to Elk Grove High School, home of the Thundering Herd, player, won a state championship there with the Herd, and then, of course, went on to the University of San Francisco, did some incredible things for the Dons, when the Dons were the talk of the town, and it's an era that I still have a love affair with, Bill. I mean, it's never been duplicated again. I am assuming the Bill Russell era had to be very similar to that at USF. I mean, there's a love affair your playing days at USF, sadly, and I do say sadly, just never has been, it's never been duplicated. And it's gotta be so special for you when you look at what you've done and what Bill Russell's team has done, teams that did.
Well, at USF, we've always had great tradition, which started back in 1949 when we won the NIT. And then the Russell years, that's two championships. But even in the 60s, when we had Ollie Johnson, Joe Ellis, and that group, you know, the problem with that group is that, you know, we had this team down the road in L.A., at UCLA. They were kind of a problem. So it was really hard to get bats in. But then, even before me, we had Eric Bergston, Kipper Rustani, Phil Smith, who went on to win a championship. So we've always had conference-winning teams. It's just really hard to surpass what they did with Bill Russell was there. So when I was a sophomore, we were the number one team in the country for three of the four years. We won the conference. We're in the tournament every year. The furthest we ever got was 16. It was a little bit frustrating for me that we never got further than that. But we did represent, I think, our school really well. So I was really happy to be at USF. Great tradition, great people, great intent, and it's still going on.
Yeah, it just seems like there's been a lot more competition, you know, a lot more money coming into it, you know, in the, you know, Duke and Indiana from, you know, the early 80s. And, you know, whereas it just the expansion of the competition seems to have kind of maybe made the Dons not as competitive. Go ahead, Russell.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to before when I was on the show. Prior to this, but whenever we used to play horse when I was a kid or a younger man, we would do the Bill Cartwright free throw shot, and we would mimic your deal where you have your arms up in the air and you fixed it, and then you'd sort of push with both hands, and your whole body would move as just like one unit up in the air, and you were very accurate at it. I gotta say, it wasn't like you were Shaquille O'Neal, but how did you ever come up with that? As a way, I've never seen another person shoot free throws like you have, and you were good at it, but how did you even come up with that as an idea of how to shoot free throws? Because it's not like anybody else in the world.
Well, for one thing, and that's something you do, it's just something that kind of happens. When I watch myself on tape, it's even like it may happen, but and that's what I kind of felt. And, you know, it's kind of like a quirky golf swing. It just kind of works out that way.
It's really one of a kind. I also wanted to ask, do you ever go back to visit Elk Grove?
Every year. I go back every year.
Every year. Really? Are you amazed with how it used to be such a sleepy town. Are you amazed with how big it's gotten?
It's huge. As a matter of fact, worldwide. Well, the thing about this is that where one high school was when I was there, because I really lived in South Sac, there's somewhere between 11 and 13 high schools now that represents that area. So that area has really grown. I mean, Elk Grove, when I was there, was less than 4,000 people. Now it's represented by, I don't know, 300,000 people. That's a bunch of folks in one area.
Well, you know, Bill, let's talk a little bit about your love affair of that area, Sacramento. And I think, you know, the essence of it, who you are, I know that you were greatly inspired by your father. And his incredible work ethic as a farmer, and I know that you are put it this way, your summers were not a typical high school summer. You were in the fields working, picking berries, chopping sugar beets, doing the fields. That alone had to shape you as a man, as a person. And talk a little bit about that ethic, your parents, and their incredible role on you. Is that not true?
Well, you just learned how to work. My dad was the ultimate worker. My dad, we share the same first name, but he's James Allen. When he was a kid, his nickname was Man. And that's because when he was a kid, he could do the work of a man. So this guy believed in just working really hard. And so during the summer, we picked tomatoes, whole sugar beet fields, big pears. You know, during the weekends, mowed lawns, bean houses. You just work. You just learn how to work. So it was actually when I was in junior high school and high school, you know, I was fortunate to be able to get out of that and play some basketball, play some sports. I played football, played baseball, played basketball, happily, anything to get out of those fields. So, but yeah, you learn to work. You learn to spend time. More is better. Because my dad always wanted a good job, do a good job. So you get there early, you stay late, you get the job done, and then you move out. So that's really what I learned from my dad.
All right, guys, we're going to go to our second commercial break here. Richard Hatch is the very first winner of which reality TV show? That's our trivia question. Stay with us. SportsEcom 101 will be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Got stuff you don't need? Turn it into cold hard cash with Cha-Ching Company. Whether it's your house, your car, or even gold collecting dust, we buy it for cash fast. No hassles, no long waits. Get a free cash offer in just 24 hours and walk away with money in your pocket. That's Cha-Ching Company, your trusted cash buyer for houses, cars, and gold. Visit CashNow2026.com. right now and get your offer today. Healthy Ranch.
Ranch?
Healthy Ranch.
Ranch?
That's right. Healthy Ranch. Saucified ranch has only 35 calories per serving. Clean ingredients you can actually pronounce. And the best part? It's packed with protein.
Best on wings, burgers, and even a good salad.
Finally. Go to sauce2026.com to try it out. They even have different flavors. That's sauce2026.com. You deserve a delicious, healthy ranch. Sauce2026.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101 one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowell, and our special guest, Bill Cartwright. Second trivia question, Richard Hatch is the very first winner of which reality TV show?
Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, you know what? I know exactly. Hold on, and Russell, you can help me with this one. I know what it is. It's on the dang island. It's on, well, you know,
Survivor.
Yeah, thank you.
Survivor. That is not correct.
And yeah, he was known for walking around naked during the show.
Right. Right. Good times.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah. No thanks.
Go ahead, Russell. What's the name of it?
Survivor.
Survivor. That's correct. Okay. Very good. All right. Good. And Bill, you have I think we promoted your book last time. You have a book, right?
You mean this one?
There it is. Yeah. Why don't you read it out to the audience so they can hear it, at least hear it on the radio.
It's Bill Cartwright, Living Life at the Center. Autobiography. It's about my family, my life growing up, high school, college, MBA, coaching, and then basically going full circle back to USF. A lot of life lessons learned in there. One big one is that when somebody says you can't win them all, you're wrong, because when I was a junior in high school, we won it all. We're 30 now. So it's just a lot of lessons that doesn't matter where you are. If you hang in, you hang tough. That's how Elk Grove High School went to Northern California Championship, almost a Hoosiers kind of a story. But you can do whatever you want to do if you just believe it. So it's all about work, baby. It's all about getting in time. Bill Cartwright, Living Life at the Center.
Hey, Bill, that book, talk a little bit about that, because I was just going to ask that question. Edward beat me to the punch, but I know that you wrote it with your lovely wife, who you met in junior high school. Talk a little about that bond coming together as man and wife, writing a book about you, and how much credit do you give her to making you a better man in life? Is she anywhere in the room so she can hear this?
She's not in the room, and she claims she can't hear what I'm saying, but she probably is listening right now. But, you know, I'm pretty focused on what I want to do. I'm not the kind of guy that you can't tell me what we can or can't do, because I'm a true believer in if you want to do something, get it done. So when the pandemic happened, we decided to work on this book project. And I'll tell you what, it took about, you know, a couple failures. You write a couple hundred pages, and then twice, and then stop and do it again to find a format and then figure out what you want to write about. So, so basically, with me yapping and her typing or writing, we were able to get it done. But it took a couple years, and it was a great project. It was a great project for not only for myself and her, but for my family, for my teammates that I included, for my coaches that I included, to be able to relive those days and how things happen. So it was fun. It was a great project. So I really enjoyed it. And she, just did a
ton. How did you guys stay together? Oh, let me ask you, because, you know, you always hear about divorces and stuff with athletes because of the travel, and the wives can't always come with you. How did you guys keep it together?
Well, we keep it together because I think a big part of it, you got to decide if you're going to be together or not, good or bad. And then now, I am extraordinarily busy. I like it that way. But I think, you know, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you have to decide, you know, is this the person you're going to be with forever? I know this is pretty much it for me. I don't think I'm going another direction. So if you got to make that decision, and got to hang in tough, You know, I do have 4 kids, 8 grandkids. So there's you're really, really busy with that. So family is really important to us. I grew up in a big family. I have 6 sisters. So our family is everything. And there it is.
Hey, Bill, one of the important questions I want to talk to you about, first of all, 3 NBA World Championships with the Chicago Bulls. I believe 2 of the two as a coach, so 5 overall. But, you know, so many cool things have happened in your life. Congratulations, by the way. I know that this past year you were inducted in the Bulls Ring of the Honor Ring for the Chicago Bulls Ring of Honor. Congratulations on that. And then this coming year in the city of Sacramento, you're going to be inducted into the Sacramento Sports Hall of Fame. So those are some cool honors. Talk a little bit about that and what that means to you, because it's got to bring things kind of full circle in many respects, doesn't it?
Well, I'm already in the Sacramento Sports Hall of Fame. And there's this Chicago Hall of Fame that I'm in as well. But the last event, the Bulls Ring of Honor, that was cool. That was really cool. The Bulls did a great job. They inducted myself, John Allen, Horace Grant, and Johnny Bach. And also Neil Funk. So it was really, really cool. They did a great job. Really appreciated that and acknowledgement of that. So just very, very cool stuff to be able to reconnect with the Bulls.
I have a question. Bill, over the weekend, we lost former coach Doug Moe. And I wanted to know what your thoughts were. You played against him, I think, some of the teams that he was a coach of. And what were your thoughts of him?
Well, those kind of guys are, like Doug Moe's a tough coach, old-time coach. And I think that he was a product of his times that, unlike today, he had his own offense. He has his own defensive schemes. He got guys to play extraordinarily hard. Obviously, he was really coachable. Players liked him. I never had a chance to play for him. But and just watching them, everybody had a lot of respect for him. So when you see or hear those kind of names, it's like, wow, yeah. That was really cool because it was a cool time in basketball.
How often do you get a chance to go to a Bulls game nowadays?
Just when I'm in Chicago. I'm in Sacramento right now. And as you know, I'm still doing some work for our great school, the University of San Francisco. So when I get down there, you go to the games. On great occasions, I go to practice. I try to grab some of my grandkids and go in there, let them look around the building. So it's great. It's great to come back and look around. Fans always appreciate seeing you. Bulls games are still really fun, even though they're not winning to a high level. But they're definitely entertaining. So they've got some really talented guys. And I'm always curious to where they're headed, like everybody else. And if, in fact, they can get back in the playoffs and do some damage. So we'll see.
I think Dave Bullwinkle still, remember, we've had Dave Bullwinkle on a couple of times, and I think he's still one of the scouts, I think, for the Bulls. Go ahead, Mike.
Bill can answer. No, Bill, quick question, with your expertise in the game of basketball, and you truly are an expert, I watch it one way. I played high school ball. I played a little small college basketball. But you played at such an elite level. One of the interesting you coach at the highest level, you play at the highest level, your alma mater, have they never approached you to become a head basketball coach for the University of San Francisco? Because I mean, listen, to me, you're a no-brainer. Or maybe you just didn't want to do it. What was it? Any of those?
Well, I think if you look at college basketball right now, or NBA basketball, let me ask you a question. How many big guys you see coaching the NBA right now? How many big guys are head coaches in the NBA? Let me help you. None. It's a garbage league right now. Yeah. If that's what fits the suit, that's why you're seeing all these triple handoffs and screen rolls, and there is nobody there to coach post-ups. So that's the flavor of what's going on right now. That's the flavor of college basketball. All these three-point shots, and I would say they're inappropriate shots, but that's what's going on right now. Now, in saying that, on occasion, especially at college, teams do post up, and they do a good job of doing that. So I'm a big believer in variety of scoring, and the teams that are good, they do that. The teams that are on the border.
I guess the whole thing about the three pointers, you don't have to make as many baskets to get the same amount of points. That's, they're playing the odds, well, I think.
Whatever they're playing, I'm not buying that. Because, when we were at USF, we averaged 85 points a game. And I can promise you, three quarters of teams in college basketball don't average that. So, any shot outside of that paint is a less than 50% shot. So, you can throw all the numbers you want at me. Unless you're Curry, if you're Craig Hodges, if you're Trent Tucker, if you're somebody special, three-point specialist, you better get yourself to the basket, because that's that's a 50-plus percent shot in there.
Well, I think about when I was a kid, Will Chamberlain was my hero for basketball. And it's like, I don't know, he had like an 80% percentage, because he pretty much was dunking. No, that's a high percentage shot. I'll tell you what, guys, we're going to cut to our last trivia question here. Again, this is an easy one. I decided to make it easy for you guys this time. What 1994 Quentin Tarantino movie stars John Travolta and Samuel Jackson as hitmen? I know, I had to give you, listen, sometimes I give you questions, Mike, and you go, oh, you throw up your hands, you know. So this one, I figured I'd make it an easier one for you.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
What 1994 Quentin Tarantino movie stars John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson as hitmen? All right, when we come back, we are going to have some thoughts for the day and a little bit extra from hearing from Bill Cartwright. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowell, our special guest, Bill Cartwright of the famous Chicago Bills. Okay, third trivia question. What 1994 Quentin Tarantino movie stars John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson as hitmen? Bill, what's the answer to that one?
You know what? I'm going to leave that for you guys. That's a pretty easy one. So I'm going to let you
go ahead, Mike.
Lay Big Mac with cheese.
That must be one, Russell. That must be one charming effing pig. You know.
but you got to give the answer. What's the name of the movie?
It's Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, it's funny because that was John Travolta's like rebirth because he had done some really gnarly movie, you know, just terrible movies.
It was a weird movie when it first came out.
Yeah, kind of like. Well, we have just a quick 45 seconds. Go ahead. What do you want to ask?
I just want to thank the Bill's teammate, Marvin DeLose, for putting this all together. So thank you, Marvin. And Bill, you know, just a thrill to get to know you a little bit. And you're spending your valuable time sharing your life stories. And so thank you for coming on. Really, you know, from our hearts to yours, thank you.
And one last question for you, Bill. Who's going to win the NBA title this year?
It's going to be a little tricky, but everybody can say OKC because they're playing great. There's a couple teams to be really afraid of. You should be scared of them. You should be scared of this one. Boston's really scary. So, but right now, you know, you can't pretend you're the champ. So right now, OKC's in the top slot, unless they get hurt. They'll be back.
And I say bring back the Seattle Supersonics. Okay.
Where can we get Bill's book?
Yeah, Bill, where do you get your book?
You can get my book at
Is it Amazon or?
My book will be on Amazon this month. You can pick it up or you can look at my site, bill-cartwright.com.
Okay.
It's very easy to find.
Bill-Cartwright.com.
There you go. Old-Garlic.com. Pick it up.
All right, you ready? Here, thanks again, Bill, for being our guest. Okay, here's our thoughts for the day. So I went for a job interview, and the interviewer asked me to describe myself in one word. I said, I can't follow directions very well. And my 11-year-old asked if she was adopted, and I said, yeah, not yet. All right, tune in next week to Sports Ecom 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, your host. We'll see you next week.
Adios.